Good day, lovelies. I want to thank you for joining for Rhonda Bellamy Inspired. And tonight's focus, guys, as you all know, is on the pain stops today. I want to welcome you all to the Pain Stops Today ceremony. And we're going to go ahead and jump into this. So present today, I rebuke in the name of Jesus, the spirit of cancer, isolation, desolation, financial woes, money mismanagement, molestation, self-proclaimed righteousness. I rebuke the spirit of envy, promiscuity, backstabbing, hate, sorcery, evil plotting, and even covetousness. I rebuke in the name of Jesus criticism, victimization, ostracizing behaviors, penalization resulting from abuse, both physical and emotional, warration, misguidance, negative thinking, peer pressure, insufficiencies, homelessness, unemployment, divorce, bad relationships, and even betrayal. Today, I rebuke the spirit of lack and laziness, depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, alcohol dependence, marijuana dependence, cocaine dependence, crack dependence, heroin dependence, pill abuse and addiction, self-sabotaging behaviors in the name of Jesus. I rebuke pain, any medical diagnosis, turn it around, God. Reverse the disease in the name of Jesus. Because, God, we realize that these spirits lead to further spiritual and physical imprisonment. More hate, less celebration and support, more enemies. Why? Because pain manifests. I call forward the spirit of healing, abundance, love, fellowship, leadership, entrepreneurship, authors, supporters, strength, unwavering dedication, the spirit of faith. God's word says in Psalms 91, New Century Version, those who go to God Most High for safety will be protected by the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, you are my place of safety and protection. You are my God, and I trust you. God will save you from hidden traps and from deadly diseases. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings can you hide. His truth will be your shield and protection. You will not fear any danger by night or an arrow during the day. You will not be afraid of diseases that come in the dark or sickness that sinks at noon. At your side, 1,000 people may die, or even 10,000 right beside you, but you will not be hurt. You will only watch and see the wicked punished. The Lord is your protection. You have made God Most High your place of safety. Nothing bad will happen to you. No disaster will come to your home. He has put his angels in charge of you to watch over you wherever you go. They will catch you in their hands so that you will not hit your foot on a rock. You will walk on lions and cobras. You will not step on strong lions and snakes. The Lord says, whoever loves me, I will save. I will protect those who know me. They will call to me and I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will give them a long, full life, and they will see how I can save. Amen. Again, that was Psalm 91. So in preparation of this ceremony, I asked God, I said, God, why is it that you want me to do this? Why do I feel this in my spirit? Why is this on my heart to do this pain ceremony? And God responded to me exactly as I'm about to speak to you. Because people are suffering. They feel alone. They feel as though no one cares. They think I've forgotten them. They need recognition. They need love. Some of them don't even know what to ask. Some of them are too proud to ask. They've forgotten Hebrews 12:6 that says, "For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives." In Hebrews 12:11, "Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." There is a reason and purpose for all of your suffering, your pain. Even in physical ailment, you can learn to get up. Once you get up, with every attempt thereafter, you can arise every step again, and it becomes easier one step at a time, to the point to where it's no more. You don't feel the pain anymore. I've seen my mother in pain, yet she pressed on every single day, and she's still pressing till this day. You can do the same. The pain stops today. Say it with me. The pain stops today. Why? Because you've commanded it. Whatever your pain point may be, we've got to get to the place of utilizing our God-given power, learning to rely on the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The more we use our power and are obedient, the easier life becomes. The easier worship becomes. And I mean true worship. Spend time with God daily. Replace the time you spend posting on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Periscope, etc., etc., with reading a word from God, praying with God, believing. Really put your faith to work. As I close out the pain ceremony, you now have freedom to go forth. Psalm 118:5 says, "Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free." You are free. Don't pick up that old mess, not nay another time. Yes. Not nay another time. Don't pick it up again. And if it comes knocking, just say, "Lord, can you answer that for me?" You have received the notice. Accept it and move forward. If you don't have a church home, find yourself one and get rooted. In closing, no more pain. How awkward will this be? No more pain? Wait, can this actually be? No more pain? Funny you asked. Today I rejected the call from abuse, isolation, desolation. Yeah, you know them. Molestation, depression, substance dependency, and of course, bipolar, schizophrenia, negative self-chatter, low self-esteem. Shoot, I even rejected pill dependency and my self-sabotaging nature. You know, haterization, shade proclamation, turn up in the club instead of for Jesus. I rejected them all. Girl, so the next time any of them attempt to call, I've changed my number to future. I said hello to my dreams. I pressed on despite the pain. I spoke life to every one of my negative situations. I'm stepping into my destiny, despite what the enemy may try to get me to believe. I know better than that. Everything I attempt from this day forward, I will slay. Why? I'm glad you asked. It's quite simple. The pain stops today. Be inspired.
making me sick, oh, enslaved by the thoughts in my head.
God's plans for me.